From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the news media remains a main target of the U.S. president. President Donald Trump went on an extended tirade against the media Tuesday evening, equating reporters with traitors, calling them bad people who don't like our country.
You have some very good reporters. You have some very fair journalists. But for the most part, honestly, these are really, really dishonest people. And they're bad people. And I really think they don't like our country. I really believe that.
During a political rally in the Phoenix Convention Center in Arizona, the president recited previous statements he made criticizing neo-Nazis and Ku Klux Klan following the fatal August 12th clash in Charlottesville, Virginia. But Trump omitted his most controversial words he used to blame the violence on both sides. Arizona's two Republican U.S. senators, who have both clashed with the president, skipped the event. Trump criticized both John McCain and Jeff Flake without mentioning their names. The president's presence in the western state, where he beat Democrat Hillary Clinton by 3.5 percentage points in last year's presidential election, drew tens of thousands of his supporters and protesters to downtown Phoenix. Supporters and protesters did make noise, but there were defensive measures taken, according to Phoenix police. Arizona's largest circulation newspaper, even before the president had finished his speech, tweeted that in its view, if he came to deliver a message of unity, he failed. A suicide car bomb set off a blast Wednesday in southern Afghanistan, killing at least five people. This is VOA News. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says President Trump has empowered U.S. commanders to make decisions based on conditions on the ground in Afghanistan, and that this will alter the dynamics of the United States' longest war. But as VOA's diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports, he also acknowledges it may be a war the U.S. cannot win on the battlefield.
President Donald Trump's announcement of his Afghanistan strategy has won the strong support of his Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, who says it will not be based on artificial timelines, but on conditions on the ground in Afghanistan.
The fighting will still be borne by the Afghan forces, by their military and their security forces.
William Goodfellow does not see a major change in U.S. strategy towards Afghanistan.
American generals were saying, well, we have a stalemate. Well, we don't have a stalemate. The American side is losing. And I think adding more troops will try to bring back the situation where you actually have a stalemate and set the stage for a negotiated settlement.
A negotiated settlement would likely be a welcome outcome for many in war-weary Afghanistan. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis held talks with the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in Ankara today following a meeting with his Turkish counterpart. Mattis flew into Turkey for a one-day visit after making a stop in Iraq to survey progress in the fighting there against the Islamic State group. Erdogan reportedly expressed his unease to Mattis over U.S. support for the Kurdish militant group YPG. The commander of the Navy's Asia-based 7th Fleet has been dismissed. A two-sentence statement issued by the Navy said Admiral Scott Swift, commander of the U.S. Pacific Fleet, had relieved Vice Admiral Joseph Aucoin due to a loss of confidence in his ability to command. The move follows four Navy accidents in the Pacific since late January, including two collisions that left sailors dead and missing. Voters in Angola have been voting for a new president to replace longtime leader José Eduardo dos Santos, who is stepping down after 38 years in power. Dos Santos' People's Movement for the Liberation of Angola, or MPLA, is expected to get enough votes to remain in power, led by his chosen successor, Defense Minister João Lourenço. China has warned that new U.S. sanctions targeting Chinese firms linked to North Korea will not help cooperation with Beijing in the nuclear crisis. The U.S. Treasury Department slapped punitive measures on a group of Chinese and Russian individuals and companies Tuesday, accusing them of supporting North Korea's nuclear program and attempting to evade U.S. sanctions.
That's the latest world news from VOA.